This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بك أسبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي. اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم ادخلنا جنتك واجرنا من النار. بمن ادعى فهو الذي سيستمتع نريد النيس حلمات الذي هو باسوي الذي فرس اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافيها واعف عنها وأكرم نزولها وواسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدلها دارا خيرا من دارها وأهلا خيرا من أهلها وزوجا خيرا من زوجها. اللهم أدخلها جنتك وأجرها من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. Praise to Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, His guidance, for His mercy. And ya Allah رب العالمين strengthen our iman, increase our sabr, and also increase our hikmah in understanding the deen of Allah Rabbul Alameen al-Islam. To all the sisters, brother, alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah Rabbul Alameen, we are able to continue what we have been doing every Wednesday to spend some time wisely to strengthen our iman, inshallah, by strengthening our knowledge based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if you go back to the books, then you realize that we have been discussing some very basic thing earlier, where it is very important. And that's why, in the beginning of all the classes we have here, we always remind our people with the reminder of taqwa. Always we say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Because our Prophet ﷺ, before he passed away, part of his wasiyah or tawsiyah to his ummah also is taqwa. أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. When you engage yourself with the Muslim in the Middle East, if there's something that they want to remind you, they always also remind you with that word, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. Why? Because it's a very important reminder. Yeah. But what I like to remind myself and all the good sisters and brothers is that the Prophet ﷺ was sent by Allah to make our life easier, not to bring a religion that will make our life difficult. No. If anything that you find that Islam is so difficult, it's not because Islam is difficult, maybe our understanding is wrong. We make Islam that's the religion of Allah that is so beautiful and easy to become something very rigid. Example, Islam is a religion which Allah sent to guide all of us. To guide us, remember, not to judge us, to guide us. Meaning a Muslim duty, number one, is to try to look into himself or herself. What should I do? What must I do as a Muslim male or female? You must look into yourself, develop yourself first. Save your own soul, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. See how practical Islam, starting by you first, changes is not easy sometimes, but that is what Islam is about. Islam is here to make changes, but not to look at what others, start from within ourselves. We must make changes. Change for the best. If before we are very impatient, we have increased, become more patient. We are not that caring, we become more caring. We are not that loving, more loving. Just put more, and you move forward. And it's practical, it's about yourself, you're not talking about other people. Religion is not here to give you the authority to keep on judging people, no. Is to guide you, make change within yourself and your immediate family. Alhamdulillah, I believe all of us do have that spirit and understanding. And the Prophet ﷺ have reminded us, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, bashiru wa la tunaqqiru. Look at the beautiful saying of the Prophet. Make it easy, don't make it difficult. Yeah. Yassiru, make it easy. Wala tu asir, and don't make it difficult. One. Number two, bashiru wala tu nafiru. Bashiru, spread good news. Yeah. Good news from Allah and the Prophet. There is the good news. If you follow what Allah wants you to do, what the Prophet wants us to do, you'll be happy here and the hereafter. There's the best. Yeah, news here. And warn people about the danger of not responding to what is good. Yeah. Inshallah, if we have this spirit, I don't think we have enough time to go and talk about other people. Yeah. Now, saving yourself, mashallah. Now, how are you going to save yourself? Can you save yourself by just thinking, inshallah, no, I'm strong, you know, I stay away from this? No, you must save yourself with the guidance of Allah. I mean, anything that you want to believe in Islam, you must have some basic foundation to check. Whatever you are exposed to, whatever people share with you, is this based on the Quran or not? If not based on any of the ayah, you don't have to believe. You listen, but don't absorb it. Just ignore it. Filter. Is there any evidence from the Prophet saying about belief? You have to believe in this or the belief in that. If there is, alhamdulillah, that's how you save yourself. But one, there is none, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time and argue and discuss. It's a waste of time. Is that easy? That's how you save yourself. You must have something to guide you. And the Quran is there to guide you. And that's why the Prophet said, I remind all of you to take care of your taqwa, to be faithful, to be obedient to Allah. And then the Prophet continued and make it so easy. How? Anything from Allah and the Prophet, sam'an wa ta'ah. That's not the prophet. As-sam'a wa ta'a. This is the characteristic of the first generation, where Allah blessed them because they have this character. Listen carefully, and when the dalil is there, the reference is there, wa ta'a. Is that easy, brothers? When you have listened into something and then there is evidence, you check again. If you are not sure, you can double check, no problem. Today things have to, you have to do more, right? Because the world today is very complicated. People play around with word, people play and change, and we do not know. Double check is good, and then one is confirmed, wa'ata'na. That's how it goes. One is confirmed is true, don't have doubts anymore. Just obey, move on, implement. Inshallah. Islam is saying, don't even break your head. No? Think of this, think of that. I worry, the more we learn, the more we get confused. Sometimes you get experience that. No? People are learning, in the same time they make them confused. And it also makes us confused again. So let us safeguard ourselves and with the guidance of Islam, inshallah. We are not getting younger and younger. 2016 had bye-bye and people us now. We are moving 2017. And 2017, you would never imagine it would just leave us so fast, you know, without we realize, you know, Allah, time is lying to me. There is a sign of Al-Akhirah is very close. When time has no more blessing, time has no more blessing. It's like our currency also have some issue today. Everything down, down, down. But we hope our iman is still okay. Now I'm going straight to page 1 now. The other, I think, you can read is very, it's an introduction. Okay? Now also it's an introduction, but we are going straight to about funeral. We are talking about death, but of course, as a Muslim, we should discuss about this. This topic, Chinese don't like. My people don't like, especially Chinese New Year is just the corner. They don't talk about it. They say sui sui. But we, because we are a nation that accept the reality of life. We know sooner or later we have to go. Whether you are prepared or not, you have to go. So Islam is a very unique religion. It's here to remind us about the reality of this life is not permanent. It's not permanent, that the next life is eternal. So that's why Islam is here to prepare you for your next life. That is Islam. And that's why the Quran is here to guide you and talk you about the past, what happened to the people, the good, the bad, and the ugly people, what happened to them. The good was rewarded by Allah, the bad destroyed by Allah, the ugly also was destroyed by Allah, but the good guy, alhamdulillah, Allah protect them. How do Allah protect them? Until today we remember them. Until today we may have to refer back to them. Yeah, in certain things, we have to refer back to the pioneer, the senior, sabiqun wal awwalun minal muhajirin wal ansar, because they have left a legacy for us to learn to become a better person. Yeah. Then Allah talked about reality we are facing today, and Allah is talking about life after death. Now, a case that no human being is bad, meaning no one can deny death. And that's why there's an ayah, Allah was saying, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ yaqeen. An ayah, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Now this term that Allah uses is beautiful. Worship your Lord, worship Allah until yaqeen comes. What is yaqeen? Death, you see. Why Allah used the word yaqeen? Yaqeen means it's certain, nobody can say, I will never die. No. Death is certain, it's not something that you can play with. Death is a definite occurrence that every human will have to face and taste it. And it is not sweet, of course. It's bitter, especially for those who love somebody, become more bitter. If you love dunya more, to depart from dunya is very difficult. Very difficult. You can see in life, if you love something, if that thing is no more with you, every moment brings us closer to it. That's why the Prophet did remind us, we are the same. Prepare five before the other five come to us. Remember the five? Yeah. Good, alhamdulillah. If all of us remember, alhamdulillah. Allah is here to remind us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زحزحها عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. الله أكبر. Surah Ali Imran 185. Allah now is telling us directly. When Allah revealed this ayah, He wants every one of us who believe in Him, or even those who don't believe in Him, if you understand this ayah, you know the reality of life. Every single soul will taste death. Means every creation of Allah will have to end. Yeah. And only on the day of resurrection will you be given your full compensation. So if any one of us want any reward from Allah Rabbul Alameen for what you have done in this life, alhamdulillah, I believe all the sisters, brothers, we're doing a lot of good things in our life. We have been trying to do a lot of khair to help each other for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen, especially in those who are involved in helping people come to Islam, because you are saving a soul. You know, you are saving a soul from hell to paradise. This is a great gift. And all the Prophet was sent for that particular mission. But again, Allah Rabbul Alameen, if you go back to Surah Yasin example, you find many times Allah reminds us about our mission. We carry the mission of all Prophets, and the Prophet's mission is to save people from hellfire, and they are not here to commercialize their mission. They are here to save you. Purely, I have all the good intention. I want you to save yourself from hellfire. Accept Allah. Come back to Allah. Even people want to give you money like the Prophet said. People offer them many things. They say, no. Allah will give it to us. They want the reward, full reward from Allah in the day of judgment. They do not want to corrupt themselves. They do not allow themselves to be corrupted. Because sometimes with human, when people start to give you, in return they want you to please them. Yeah. And then what is haram, they say, can you make it makruh? And then sometimes you're thinking of, no, I want to survive, so makruh tahrimi, I am. And then the term makruh tahrimi, I then not want to say haram totally. Or the easiest way, I don't talk about that subject. Why? Why don't talk about the subject? Sensitive. So I don't want to talk about it. No, the truth is the truth. Of Because how you convey the truth is important. Do it to direct confrontation, nothing. Use all the wisdom that you have, but never change the truth. Don't replace the truth with anything else. You know? Every soul will taste death, and only you, and only on the day of resurrection, will you be given your full compensation. Inshallah, Allah will reward all of us fully. Inshallah. Yeah. If that's what you want from Allah. But if you want other, then of course other things can happen. Now this is also to test our sincerity and our commitment. Our sincerity and our commitment. If you are sincere in doing what you have to do for the sake of Allah, you don't think about this. I'm here to remind you because I care about you. I give example. Do we love our children? Yes. That's why we keep on advising them. We keep on waking them up every morning for Fajr. But right, it's time for them to wake us up. We are getting old, you know? So we may need more rest. Yeah. But still, yeah, I think all the children, inshallah, they really want. You can't know that Mama, Papa, Fajr, Alhamdulillah. Or maybe they are just praying, as long as nobody wake me up, Alhamdulillah. They don't like me praying, but to wake them up is also a struggle, a jihad. But Alhamdulillah. That's what Islam is. Islam here is to remind ourselves, but be a better person, be good to yourself, save your family. And then Allah said, whoever is removed from hellfire, how do you remove yourself from hellfire? With the right belief. No one can get out from hellfire without iman. Only with iman can save us from hellfire. Not money. You cannot bribe the angel of hell anymore. You know, you can't. They don't need that kind of. Because the angel don't eat and don't drink. That's why the specialty of the angel, they don't eat, they don't drink. So you cannot feed them. They don't need this. We are easily corrupted because we eat and we drink. So you have to have better food, better life. The angel, alhamdulillah, they don't need all this. Whoever is removed from hell and admit to Jannah has surely attained true success. You want to know whether you are okay or not. You are really going to end with happiness or not, you look at this life. Are you prepared for death? Have you been dying doing what Allah wants you to do? Have you saved yourself from hell? If you think yes, 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 then alhamdulillah, you can feel, inshallah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. That's why, brother and sister, don't delay in doing what is good anymore. Fasta bil khairat, Allah said, anything good, be hastened. Grab the opportunity. Nanti, nanti. Death have no nanti. When death comes, no more nanti. You can say, eh, nanti dulu. No, no nanti. And among all the good deeds that Allah even highlighted is what? Is sadaqah. Sadaqah is a very noble kind of deeds that is not easy because you are departing from things that you learn in this life. Other thing is easy. Example, if you want to go to Hajj, you want to go to Umrah by yourself, it's easier. It's for you. But while you're going that extra, I want to sponsor sadaqah to somebody and bring them. That is hard. Because your money is not being used for yourself, it's being used for others. That sadaqah is harder. But there is a good reward. Anything that you give for the sake of Allah, yeah, to spread the word of Allah, there's a lot of reward. Can you imagine somebody came to Islam because of your good deeds, because of your contribution, how much you get from Allah? Soul, you save a soul. But you have all the money, you cannot save one soul. How poor we are. And the money that we accumulate is going to turn into what? It's going to turn into fire. The more you have, the bigger the fire is. And if you don't keep cash, you keep gold, then Allah will turn the gold into iron. You know iron? Yeah, iron worship. Allah, فَتَّقُوَ بِهَا جِبَاهُمْ. Allah said, I will turn it into an iron and let you taste what you have kept. And the iron is going to go to your face, your side, and your back. هَذَا مَا قَنَسْتُمْ. This is what you have accumulated. You think it's yours. You think you control. It's yours. It's not for the sake of Allah. Now you taste it. You have a small piece of gold, small iron. And I don't say you cannot have gold. You can keep, but don't forget to purify that part. Yeah, don't forget. When you purify, you should go to Alhamdulillah. No problem. If you want to have a car made of gold, no problem. Just pay 2.5%. That gold car will belong to you. No problem. And then Allah reminds us, Allahu Akbar. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْخُرُورِ. And what is the life of this world? Allah is telling what is the life of this world? Except the enjoyment of delusion. Temporary is not real. The happiness that we have now is real. Now you smile, love, friend, happy. Something just happened. Oh, the smile is gone. You just cannot smile anymore. Become so sour and sour and sour. You put what kind of cream, still get sour. The only thing can make your father learn how to eat ice cream. Ice cream will make you smile for a while. There is a video in viral. Very nice video. Sometimes we receive a lot of video, but something very interesting. This girl keep on crying. I don't want. Whenever the mother's talking, I don't want it. Oh, my breast cream. You want snack? Yes. Immediately. But he stopped. He just immediately, he can't cry anymore. Sometimes, yeah, food play a very important role. So enjoy your life with the right food, inshallah. So what Allah is telling us, the life of this world is just an enjoyment of delusion. Not real. Just for a while. Sweetness, where do you taste the sweetness? Here. Only here. You can see the honey, put your finger, you cannot taste. A honey is sweet, I don't know. Try first. Only cross it. Just for a while. And that's why if you have to take all the bitter kind of tree to it, just hear it. Then you balance your sugar and your body. Just hear it. You don't want everything sweet, and you got diabetes. You want sweet and something to balance. The last trip when I was in Jogja for a conference, mashallah, there's so many jamu trees. And there's one jamu drink, I asked Hauser, this is okay. Detoxes it. This is the first time in my life I tasted so bitter. You know, I love bitter thing, but that one is a king of bitterness. But I still drink. I love it. Why? Because we know everything bitter sometimes is good. But Allah is also telling us in this ayah, إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ, that this life is, the world here is except enjoy. Not say you cannot enjoy, brother and sister. Can we enjoy our life? Yes, there's nothing wrong. The Prophet also spent some time with the wife, being the wife happy. He had time, he enjoyed. The Prophet is not like us. One, you want to be some alim, you treat. You control your children, also you treat. You think your children is also your student now. The way you talk to the student, you dictate them, everything like an army. No. Your children is your children. When you are with your children, you play with them. You know, you can do many things that you can do with your student. Don't say, no. I'm an alim and a mufti, you know. A mufti outside is a mufti, inside also a mufti. With my wife also a mufti. What is this? And you're going to give fatwa to your wife. No. When you are with your wife, you are a husband. Yeah. The husband don't need for you to talk to him like a mufti. Talk to him like a husband. If not, then you cannot enjoy your life anymore. You're the boss at home and in the office. When you come home, you don't think that you're a boss. You don't know. You are a husband. You are a father. Sometimes we overlook, you know, everything with discipline. Yeah, discipline is good, but only you must know how to make changes in your life. That's why the beauty of the Prophet. There are times he, Alhamdulillah, Prophet, he behaved like one when he's with the Ummah, and when he was with his family, he behaved like a father to the children, he behaved like a husband to the wife. You can do that, inshallah. So all the sisters who have been learning so much, don't behave like a teacher to your husband. Listen, my son said that, so you better listen, you better follow. You make your husband dislike your son. That's why don't go and learn. So the Ustaz might have corrupted all of you, see? I do have this kind of feeling sometimes when we were invited to a different country. I can sense sometimes the family are not happy. You know why the family are not happy? The family are not happy because one a scholar will come, their husband is going to be outside, following the scholar for 1 week, no time for the family. And their family have no access to this corner. That is very important. So my advice to most of the people who invite me sometimes, if possible, the first group of people I want to meet is your family, the organizing committee's family. Get them close to this corner. They are easily with the last. It's important. So then next time they love the scholar to come. Because they know the scholar also, they have access to the content. They are out of contact. They cannot reach the scholar. And their husband also is gone. So each time the scholar comes, my husband is going to leave us again. You see how bad. So I remind them, please organize them. Whether they use or do it or not, say, do it outside. In an open area, the park, no time, getting bought up, finish very light. Talk to the children, let the children see me. I like to play with children. I make that, I put that kind of value inside them. But my finding after that, a lot of wives are suffering. Not because the husband is bad, the husband too active outside. And never get the wife involved. Sometimes when I talk to them, they can pull their head. God, I don't know what to do. I want out to the outside. Anyhow, this is the world. Temporarily make use of it for the best of everybody. When you are with the family, give them the value. When you are with the Jama'ah, show that you are committed. When you are in the class, be ready to really understand and have the intention to change, inshallah. Now, no human being is spared the agonies of death. even the prophets and the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his messenger, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْقُلْبِ أَفَعِينَ مُتَّى فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَخَيْرِ فِتْنَةٍ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 34 and 35. We have not granted immortality to any human before you. No one can say that they are immortal. No one. So if you die, would that be eternal? No. If you know that you're going to die, that means there is no immortal. Nobody can say, I will not die. Any soul will taste death. And we, Allah, try you people with both good and evil, or evil and good. Now, evil and good is a test. Yeah. Halal and haram is a test. Whether you follow or not. Allah created Adam. After that, he said, go to paradise. Go into paradise. Don't get close to this tree. There's no haram tree, actually. So far, we never come across a haram fruit. Have you come across haram food? Have you come across makro food? Huh? Yes. Please remember. Have you come across haram fruits? No. Every fruit that do not cause harm to you is haram. What is the makro food? Now you react. Now somebody is getting it. To understand what is makro now. Yeah, makro fruits mean a fruit that have a very strong smell that may cause other people inconvenience. That is makro. It's not haram. But all of us love durian, so durian is halal and tayyibah, not makro. But don't eat durian and go and pray beside the Arabs. All the European brothers, you can make them vomit. Okay, so what is going on? Their kushu will go away. You think of Allah, suddenly the smell come up from the world. Shit, man. How can these people come in? So dirty, so filthy. So that is, that's why the Prophet said to his Ummah, because the Arab are not used to the strong smell of raw onion. So those in Medina, before they used to sell, now no more. In the restaurant also, they don't sell raw onion for you. Before they do, because they know that the Prophet has said, whoever had the raw onion before the smell, the odor that is not overlooked, don't enter his mosque. Because of the strong smell, because they are not used. For those who are used to it, everybody is used to the problem. There's a strong, it's not haram, but it's makruh, because it causes a lot of unrest to other people. Every soul will taste death, and we try, we're going to test all of us with both evil and good, and to us you will be returned. Remember, sooner or later we'll go back to Allah. So when you know there is evil and good, halal, haram, haq, batil, all these things you are more aware. There is always a borderline for all of us, inshallah. Aisha reported that in his final illness, that means when the Prophet was very ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger had near him a can of water. He asked for some water. And this is also a good thing for us to learn. When people ask, are not in the ICU at home, and they find that they are getting weaker and weaker, don't forget to give them water. They may feel very, very thirsty or very heaty. Just calm them down. He would dip his hand into the water. his face with him. And he said, who's it? The prophet is expressing the experience that he's going through to his beloved wife, Aisha, radiallahu anha. La ilaha illallah. Inna lil-mawti sakarat. Inna lil-mawti sakarat. There is no true God except Allah. Now this is a very important time for us to always remind each other of Allah. Because that is the time when the shaitan will appear, not to the Prophet, to all of us. Shaitan has given up to the Prophet, even to us, is working very hard. The minute you say nothing, you make your busy entertaining thing that you want to entertain. Call my father, call my son, call my daughter. Yeah. Call this, call that. They just want you to forget Allah. If you love your father so much, even the father has passed away, there is a time he will come in the way that remember your father. Remember your father. They want you to just forget Allah. That's why even our Prophet started with La ilaha illallah inna lil-maut sakara. Verily death is state of drunkenness. Sakara, shukra. You know what's the meaning of drunkenness? That means you are not in the mind. You cannot control it. You're not in the state of mind. Something is happening to you that you cannot control. After repeating this the number of times, La ilaha illallah, lil-mawt is sakarat, he stretched his hand and said, Allahumma ighfirli warhamni وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, have mercy on me. And let me join the highest company. Rafiq is all the righteous, the best of the best people. Sometimes among the Arabs, they have a term. If they really like this particular brothers or sister family, they use this Rafiq. Yeah. Rafiq man is a very close friend and very good friend. But I want to share with all the sister brother, our Prophet, he is sure to be in paradise. Allah have guaranteed he will go to paradise. To the extent that the Prophet did say, the gate of paradise will not open for anyone else before Prophet Muhammad SAW. Yeah, Allah grant him that he is the king. Yeah. But look at how humble our Prophet, he still asks Allah for forgiveness. How many times we ask for forgiveness? I think it's easy for Allah to forgive us when you humble yourself and ask. But when you do something wrong to somebody, you say something that you should not say, how many times we ask forgiveness? Our children who have been so rude to their parents, how many times we train your children to say, I'm sorry? It's a very powerful prayer. When we have problem, we complain. We keep on complaining when Allah tests us. But we forget the power of asking Allah for forgiveness. First thing we have to ask Allah for forgiveness, we do not know what kind of sins that we have committed. What went wrong with ourselves, the cause, the problem we do. Ask Allah to forgive us if there is. then if the thing comes from outside, you also want to know what's wrong. Tell me. If you know where I went wrong, just tell me. But if you don't tell me, you don't blame me. I do not know. I may make mistake here, but I may not know. Forgive me, have mercy on me, or harm me. Every day when we perform prayer, in antara dua sujud, between two sujud, we make this dua. Allahumma gfirli warhamni rahdini wahdini wazukni. Ya, ada doa. Forgive me, have mercy on me. Even the Prophet of Allah promised and guaranteed him to go to paradise. Can you see how humble he is? Have mercy on me. And we are not humble enough, actually. Where we have sins every day. And we overconfident, no, I don't commit sin. I'm still true, I'm still right. Ego. And let me join the highest company. If you base on the hadith, he will be the highest. Our Prophet will go to a level of paradise. Remember the level of our Prophet's paradise? What is the name of that paradise? Wasila. You have a Jannatul Firdaus to us. The Prophet have another level, Al-Wasila. But still, you see, he humbled himself. Let me join the highest company. You see? All this prayer have a lot of lesson for people who reflect. So we keep, don't forget to ask Allah for forgiveness. But he have done something wrong with somebody, ask that person for forgiveness. Have mercy, yes. When you have mercy, brothers and sisters, normally you will not be judgmental. And let us be among the good company. We always ask Allah to be us in the good company. The Prophet then passed away and his hand fell in. When you are gone, so all the muscle is gone, you just drop. And this is one thing I like to share with all our good sisters, brother, any of our family pastor, before you call other people to come in, do them a little favor. At least clean them up. Because when they drop, one, death comes. There's no more muscle to control. Whatever waste that still close, yeah, to all the exit, we have to clean it first. You are sure urinating, some urinating is, urine is going to come up, shunt shit is going to discharge. This are sure to happen. Yeah. So before you call it quickly, because this is very sensitive part, because you don't want people to come in and smell. That's right. So quickly clean that particular part. Yeah, with whatever get in the kind of soap that we have, and then change them quickly and then call for other help. They need them. Yeah. These are minor things that we can do for the disease. The taste of death agonies take a long time to receive, even for righteous people. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported that Allah's messenger said, Hadithu an Bani Israel, take liberty in relating things to the children of Israel, because amazing incident happened among them. Now, if you look at the hadith, in other hadith also the Prophet said, sometimes the Muslim today, who are very particular about the Israeli. They don't want anything from the Israeli. Remember, there's also a video being viral. Boycott Israel. Good. So many things, especially technology, whether you like it or not, they become the front line. They are the ones who are very innovative. You cannot just hate the thing that they make if it benefits you. You don't like Chinese, but don't hate Chinese for that. Then you have problem. You may have problem. Even some of the product may have made in Indonesia, Malaysia, it's just that name, but really come from another country. They just want our name. This is a story about the children in the time of the Bani Israel. Many things happen. There are some truth, there are some lies. So anything do not contradict with Islam, we can entertain. The Prophet said, anything contradict, we don't entertain. Yeah. But you can learn a lot from what happened to the Bani Israel. Then he related the meaning. A righteous group of the children of Israel, Bani Israel, went out to one of their graveyards. They have their own graveyards. Now, when I talk about graveyard, I like to remind ourselves too. You may encounter some people who live in a country where Muslim minority don't have their own graveyards. And now, we have no choice except to be buried in the normal burial ground, mixed with other people. Can we bury the death in that area? And if there's no other choice, yes, you can do that. Like Khalifullah Hassan, Ibn Hussein, Fatahullah Masjid, yes. As long as you bury them. Just remind them, I don't need a cross there, I don't need. Just bury them simply. Now, when you enter a graveyard, what is our first adab? Give salam. Can you offer the salam now? You know that this graveyard is as long as there is one Muslim, you can give salam. It's like in the gathering when people are still alive. If one Muslim, you can give salam. And that Muslim will respond. Because your intention is not to the not yet Muslim, it's for the Muslim. So have there the one Muslim inside, you ask Allah for the blessing, and you can give salam. Malaysian have their own way, and salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and selamat pagi, apa that? There is an official address that they address to the Muslim, and then selamat pagi ya. Now sekarang, I think they use another approach. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat pagi satu Malaysia. Okay. That important we offer the Islamic victim already. For the not yet Muslim, there is a different approach. So don't forget that you can, as long as a Muslim. They said to each other, let us pray Turka, meaning there is also prayer among the people of the book. Only what do they recite is not recorded, so we do not know. Yeah. That there is also prayer. and then implore Allah, ask Allah to raise for us a man from among the dead, to ask him about death. Among the dead, to ask him about death. They did that. And after a little while, a man raises it from one of the graves, because they want. That means they are ready. They are not going to run away. If us, we run away, it's not for Allah. It's real, man. The ghost is real. He was brown in color, with the trace of sujood between his eyes. He said, "Oh people, what do you want from me?" I have died 100 years ago, and the heat of death did not subside from me until just now. I was dead 100 years ago, and the heat of death did not subside from me until just now. I'm going to relax and think that I'm going to rest now. So supplicate to Allah for me to restore me dead as I was. I want to die now, really. I want to go back because I'm feeling cooler now, because just subsiding. And then you wake me up again. That means I'm going to go through another suffering. Now, one thing I'd like to share with you through my humble experience about the dialogue. What do you want from me? Actually, this dialogue is very true. Very, very true. I experienced this once, but not in a graveyard, inviting the jinn. When we were young, very young, we mixed with another elderly group of people who loved to play with jinn. There was in Penang, and I also spent a lot of time with these people. Chinese people love numbering. They believe that if you want to ask for a good luck, you must look for a very strong, powerful jinn. You know where they have identified all the genius, very strong. Go there. And before you want to connect yourself with the jinn, you must stay away from haram. You must purify yourself. Because to them, good jinn, you can connect with them. But you must go through fasting. One day, then the next night, you can go and communicate with them. To do what? Ask for that one. Yeah, why is it all want some luck? Horse is going to run after 2 days. Show me which horse is the best horse. So you will go, and then you go into trance. I experienced it. So they just put me there, and the communion is there, and you just start to recite. If you don't know what to recite, you don't have any knowledge. They say, "Don't worry, you just stay there." It happened. It will come to you. That is not you are talking now. And this is what you ask. What do you want from me? Why do you call me? What do you want from me? What do you want? You cannot say number. No other. It's like you. Yes. You cannot use that number. It's a good thing. Don't ask for number. You must have adab with the jinn. With the jinn. You must say Atu. You call him Atu. You don't call him friend. You don't, Mr. Jinn, call me Atu. Chuchu, you must address yourself Chuchu. Chuchu minta moral risky. Cannot say Chuchu minta number go. moral scheme ada tapis. Then of course the adult when he you're asking something, that's what you want, but he'll never give you a number. Never once he give number. He'll give you signs. I want more chicken. Number four is there. I want 7 eggs for people who are that they know already sickness coming out. 4, 7. And then I want maybe 2 flowers, 2 flowers. Now sometimes he do not want to leave the body. That's where we have problem. If you don't have somebody who is stronger with another knowledge to free yourself, and you can see he's not going to leave you. You're going to stay with you for a while. And you are not talking like yourself anymore. You can see how strong you are. You can even grab the roots. You can pull the roots of the tree. That's the way. And strong. You need at least 6 people to stand by if something goes wrong to help you. Because you made his job. Because when he leaves you, your body will. You will jump up and then you will fall. We have gone through that before because we like to experience all this thing. And that is what he'll ask you. What do you want from me? You wake me up. You call me for what? Islamically, it's forbidden. You don't pray with this kind of thing. It's very dangerous. In that, you ask them to come to you, they are coming already. When you invite them, that means you are looking for trouble. If you say he's not going to leave you. But it's true. You can, even until today, you can experience if you want. You go to an area that people know that you is very strong there. And you communicate with you. But don't do that here. Now what we are trying to share with all the consistent is to remind us that how long the days of death agonies, we do not know. According to these hadiths, it's more than 100 years. That is only where alam kubur, not yet in the day of
al-maut. Walau kuntum fi burujin musayyada. Allahu Akbar. And there's other ayah that Allah said, 2 things that we have no knowledge, nobody can tell you, I know, is where you want to die, when you are going to die. No one knows. Doctor gave you 3 months, 3 years you are still okay, alhamdulillah. Because death is in the knowledge of Allah. Yeah? Where also you cannot plan. You can plan, but it's Allah to decide. That's why sometimes we plan a nice room in our very sentimental house, you know. We have been there for 20, 30 years. We want to die in the same house. Of course, you can plan, no problem. But no one really knows. Something may happen that you have to get out from there because Allah said, you are going to die at that place. That's why people shift you to that area. And look at what Allah said, wherever you may be, death will overtake you. Even if you are in strongly elevated fortresses, even you are in a palace with all the bodyguard and all the different dogs on this earth to protect the good angel to come, but angel of death, fear nobody. He will come to you at any place. There is no single area that the angel of death will not come to you. But the angel of mercy don't come in a place that is very filthy, dirty. That's why at home, if you want the angel of mercy to come, don't display all the images of animal and human being. And idols, don't do that. When you do that, you know the angel of mercy will not enter, but not angel of death. Don't bring a dog inside your house. then the angel of mercy will not enter, but the angel of death will enter. Nobody can stop the angel of death. To show us that when the time comes, we have to go, we go. And that's why the ayah in Surah Munafiqun, you remember an ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ayah is also coming soon, by next class we will talk about that ayah inshaAllah. But we are going to end two more ayah inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also remind us, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّعُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Surah Jum'ah. Say, verily the death from which you try to run away will meet you. You cannot run. Then you will be returned to the knower of both the ghaib and the witnesses world, zahir and batin. That means we are going back to Allah Almighty. And He, Allah, will tell you what you have done. You may forget a lot of things that you have done, but Allah never forget. He never forget anything. He will show you, وَمَنْ يَأْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَأْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. He will show you first, to show you, to remind you, He knows everything. But whether He wants to value you based on that is up to Him. He never said to us that every single sin that you have committed, I will punish you because of the sin, and every good deed that you have done, I will reward you. No, nothing yet. He will display everything that you have done, and then one, you feel fair because Allah is very just and fair. Don't say Allah is not fair, you forget my good deeds. He will also present all your good deeds, and then He will check with you. He's going to check. First, before He check with you, He called the Prophet. In Surah An-Nisa, you have an ayah talk about the Prophet will be summoned by Allah. You bear witness to what they are doing, what they say good. Is this what you have taught them? Good is not according to how you feel, whether you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not, the Prophet said, no, this is not what I have taught them. Then that, so you feel good, is rejected. That's why Aisha said, man amila amana laysa alai amruna rad, is going to be rejected. You think it's good, so Allah present it back to you, and He called the Prophet to be a witness. Is that what you have taught them? And then the Prophet said, no, this is not from me. Out. The good one is going to leave you now. You thought you're going to be rewarded now. Not yet. He will show you your good thing, then He will call a witness to come and confirm. And our Prophet will be our witness. Then Allah is the final judge. You do this, who do you follow? Go and look for that guy and call him to reward you. You do this because of that guy, you want him, you want to please him, so let him reward you. Why must I reward you? This is the shirk while you are doing good deeds, because you have a different intention. Who knows? Allah and you know. So it's very important to be sincere in whatever we do, and He will tell you what you have done. Then after that, it's up to Allah to reward us accordingly. At the appointed time that Allah has set for our death, no one can stop ourselves from leaving our body. فَلَوْ لَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْخُلْقُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْزُرُونَ وَنَحَنُوا أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْ لَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 83-87. Then why? When it's the soul reaches the throat, hulqum, the Malay call apa? halqum, halqum. And you at that moment are looking on. And we, our angels, are nearer to him than you, but you do not see us. When the thing is coming, the angel is there. But what is important to remember, there are not only one angel. Angel of mercy will be there for those who are good, who have a good ending. And you have other angel who is there to pray for you. وَصَلُّوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those who die believing in Allah, when the soul is being pulled by the angel of that angel of mercy, and other angels will pray to Allah to say that this is a good soul. They bear witness. And all of them will bring this soul up to Allah and present it to Allah, and then Allah will say, send him back. Then only they will send the soul back. Angel, not only one. The hadith of Bara ibn Azib said, the angel of the heaven and the angel on this earth, all of them will praise you and pray for you. وَصُلُّوا الْمَلَائِكَ. As long as you die as a believer. There's a lot of blessing to have a good ending, mashaAllah. But of course, no one see except the angel. And they said, but you do not see, then why do you not, if you are accepted from the recompense, bring it back to the body if you are true? Now Allah is challenging. Challenging if you think that you know, if you think you are true, what you say is true. No. What Allah said is true. One important thing, that is why the Prophet don't like people who come to visit people who are very sick to talk bad about them. No. Don't talk. I mean, everybody have also their weaknesses, but try to recall the goodness that you know about that person. Try to have a positive ending with them. It's good for him. It's a prayer actually. It's also our prayer for him. And also is good word for the family members. They only hear good thing. And why, when everybody is talking good, do you know how important to say good thing? Because the angel was there. The angel is there will bring and say, Amen. But if everybody will talk that, also he will be there. It's witnesses by so many people. Then the angel said, Amen. Both he will say, Amen. So we want good ending. That's why I was saying in one of my last classes here, maybe not today, is when did the last Sunday. If you know somebody that was disliked by that person who is dying, when he was alive, he hated that person. Don't mention his name. He just don't like that person. So when he is going to die, don't let the person come. Even the person have good intention to visit too. It depends. You ask him what you like, you know. That is, you are going to make him suffer. The one who is going to die, he don't like that person. When he was still healthy, he don't want to see him. Why you bring him when he's dying? You want him to die faster? These are very sensitive things that we must honor. But after the death, of course, the family member can Siratul Rahim again, no problem. But not at that point. You know, sometimes when I don't like you, don't come and see me. You see me as hakim. You have that experience, no? Do you like to see somebody you don't like? You don't like. honor that particular. Do you know that in Islam, when you don't like the imam, you cannot pray behind him? Yeah, you can't. There's no more connection. It's the same that your husband, you love him so much, always you smile at him, you call him to be an imam. One morning you're going to argue with him, scold him and scream at you, or he shout at you, he call you all this bad thing, and then say, get ready, when you pray Zohar. The way he talk to you, so get ready. Do you think you want to pray behind him? A good husband who common sense, I will pray outside. I go to the mosque. Better. You can't pray behind him at that point of time. You know why? If you force her, she cannot concentrate anymore. No more connection. No. He always remember you from the takbir until salam. I don't know what he's going to pray for you, but you can't. When you hate somebody, you cannot anymore. Take a break. Until you come down, you have reconciled, then okay. You can't already. That's why the Prophet even said, you cannot pray behind an imam whom you hate. No connection. And in the same time, that also reminds, if you know that your people don't like you, don't be an imam. You know they don't like you to be imam. Don't force yourself to be imam. Just excuse yourself. No, anybody can be. Please. Understand that. Eh? Don't force yourself. No, it's like when you want to be a leader, the people don't like you to be a leader. Should you be a leader? Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, about that. I think I can continue on this part, yeah, until preparing the death, about the sadaqah. Distraction of the worldly life. Are we prepared for that certain day, the day that will come to all of us, that will never miss us? We are busy getting ready for it as we would for an inescapable travel or an impending test. Yeah? Or are we too engrossed in our worldly pleasures? And Allah say, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala auladukum an zikrillah. Wa may yaf'al zalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَكُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَقَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَدَّقَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And this ayah, Allah put it in Surah Munafiqun to tell us the characteristic of the hypocrite. Allah warned us, O you who believe, who claim to be a believer, let not your properties, your wealth, or your children, your family, divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Meaning, don't let this worldly thing stop you from doing what Allah wants you to do. Example, sometimes you want to be a Muslim. This ayah also was revealed to the early people who have problem in coming to Islam. Because you have family, children will say, don't. Yeah, don't leave us. Yeah. Stay on with our old tradition, with the majority, but you want to move on, you want to be a believer. You may have this problem. And sometimes people also use money, say, okay, if you become a Muslim, you don't have the right to own this property anymore. Don't let that property, money, wealth stop you from doing what Allah wants you to do. Whoever does that, Allah and this ayah, the first one, they are the loser. Remember, your children is not going to be with you always. Neither the property is going to be yours, no. You die and then they will move on. The property will be taken away by other people. And span of that which we have provided you before death come to one of you. If you want to spend, want to give to any charity, what do before anything that happened to you. Not say death. You know, here that death comes to you, meaning when you are going to die. It's too late because people also don't entertain anymore. Your family say, no, don't call father to sign, you know, he's not in the state of mind. You see, shaitan will come. Even you want to do good thing, it's very difficult when you are in that stage. Before you reach that stage, quickly do it. My Lord, because you cannot say, my Lord, if only you defer me for a little while, if you give me another chance, delay my death. We are asking Allah, then I should give sadaqah. You see, that's where the sadaqah is very important, because it's something that you love, you are prepared to give. That is what sadaqah means. Yeah. Sadaqah is one of the deeds that can save us and benefit us in the hereafter. But the best sadaqah when you are still alive. Yeah. Because after your departure, things change. You are not in power about your property anymore. You plan like this, other people change your plan. What can you do? You are not there. But when you are still healthy, not until your deathbed, then only you want to sit, but you are still in control of everything you want to do, all these good things, do it. Why? Because by doing that, you will be among the righteous ones. Righteous people always be hastened to do what is good. They don't delay. This is to show us that one of the very important deeds that is very close to Allah Rabbul Alameen is to get involved in charity work. Yeah? But do it in a way that please Allah and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah is telling us, defer no soul when its appointed term arrive. Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. When the time comes, even you ask with good intention, I want to do this, do that, oh Allah. No. Because this ayah was revealed for the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen outside, they become like a believer. Ya Allah, ya ayyuhal ladzina la tulhikum amwalukum wala auladukum. If you say you are a believer, you should not have this character. Oh, this, oh, that. No. Don't wait until the last minute. This believer always do that. The munafiqin play with time. So when they know that there's no hope for them to live, then they ask, oh Allah, can you spare my life? Give me more time. I want to be good. You know? And that time, you know what you want? If possible, I give everything. Allah didn't ask everything. Even when He didn't ask you everything, you are so calculative, so stingy, so selfish. And now you say to me, you want to give everything? Allah knows best. You can lie to yourself, you can lie to others, you know. But you cannot lie to Allah, Rabbul Alameen. So if you want to have a good ending, always remember to do what Allah left us to do. And always remember. That's why the remembrance of Allah is not just zikr, but the remember what Allah wants us to do, do it, and what Allah forbid us, try your level best to stay away. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And inshallah, our Wednesday class will be on. We are leaving today for our conference in Pakistan. We'll be back by Wednesday morning. And then we will start our class again. Brother Karaj. This is after more than 3-4 years I've never been back. Alhamdulillah. So don't forget to pray for us, inshallah. Yeah, and also, I'd like to share, if some Jama'ah like to follow us for our peace conference in Norway, yeah, that will be in early April. Yeah, then we can organize something, inshallah, yeah, so that I can alert the other party, inshallah. So if there are any Q&A, faddal, for any Q&A, inshallah. I think there's some written question here. Let me answer the written question first. Do we need to do turqaat sunnah before doing tahajjud? Yeah? Not necessary. Not necessary at all. Yeah? There was a hadith talk about raka'atain khafifatain, yeah? Two light raka'at prayer. Yeah? How many raka'at for tahajjud? Minimum and maximum. All the sunnah prayer, if you say minimum is two, for the maximum of tahajjud, according to hadith Aisha radiallahu an, is eight. Yeah, plus witr will be 11. Only for the tahajjud is 8. Some opinions say there is no limit, because the Prophet did say salatul layl masna masna, night prayer is two rakat. In general, if there is a hadith that very general, we follow first. We don't limit. Until there is other hadith that come and I would say that khusus, yeah, to fix the number, then the taqsis overrule the general command. Yeah, normally it's like that. What is khusus overrule what is umum. Yeah, when he fix the number, then just focus on that number, because the quality is more important than the quantity. We love to do a lot of things sometimes, then we are not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. Any other question from the sisters? Naam, brother. Oh yeah, for the person who we know very well, yes, not say permissible, we should do that. Yeah, we should honor his right. Yes, yes. You have to honor. That is why, if you have done something wrong to somebody, don't wait until he's going to die and then you want to see him. Why must you do that? It's not an adab Islam. When you commit sin, you wait until the raya day, and then you want to ask forgiveness, zahir batin and everything. No, no, no. Every night, every single night before you to go to bed, you reflect. If I've done something wrong, call them, send a message, please. I've said something, forgive me. Pardon? That is where you are very sincere. We do not know whether the person come. Bagus lah, dia mati dulu. Yeah, you may have the wrong intention. Area. You have the right, if there is space, yeah, no problem, you can check. And that's why some people who have extra money, extra land, they make a land and wakaf for the family. They get as for righteous people. Some even in certain countries today they have. You know, in Riyadh there is a graveyard owned by a family, and they said this graveyard only bury righteous people. That means they know who have a good ending, and bury them. You see, like the Prophet, when he passed away, he will be buried in the house. Now, there is some space. That's why Abu Bakr asked to be buried there. But he cannot force Aisha. Aisha is the daughter. The daughter must give the permission, because it is her house. It's her house. She must give permission. And when Omar became the Khalifa, even he's a powerful caliph, he cannot say, if I die, bury me there. No. He submit an application to Aisha. Allahu Akbar. See the adab. It's her house. Recognize her right. Yeah? You can, if there is space, you cannot say, I don't care, find space for me. Or you cannot just dig other people's grave and then shift it. No. If there's enough space. Inshallah, no problem. Naam, any other question from sisters? Naam. No change. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. How we die normally is just a sunnatullah. To show us that it's easy for people to accept heart attack, accident, war, and all these things. It's easy for people to accept. But of course, the death is not because of death. The time have come for you. But the reason is a sunnatullah to make people accept it without any kind of complication. That's all. Good. We pray for that. We pray for that. Bil husni al khatimah. That's why there's a prayer, a good ending. But again, I just want to remind, make sure that what we do that we think is good is guided by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you remember that general hadith, the Prophet said, in the day of judgment, three group of people will be summoned by Allah for the judgment. One of them is the rich Muslim, so-called. And Allah will ask him, what have you done with the wealth that I have given you? No? And then say, Allah, I made donation here, masjid, musalla, here, madrasa, hajj. Yes, yes, Allah knows. You have done that true. But for who? Do you do that for me? You say, yes, I do. Allah Himself will say to you directly, Qazabta. Allah is telling her you are lying. And you still want to lie today. You did not do it for me. You want to show people, you want for this, you want for name. I have given you, people have acknowledged you, your name is there and it hang over there. So you got all your reward here already in the world. What do you need from me? He threw him into hellfire. That shows it's very important about our religion. Very, very important. He's like a scholar like us. Oh, why you going? Oh, I go and teach here, I teach here. Yeah, you know. But why? You want people to say you're a scholar? People have called you, you're a scholar here, scholar there. What do you want from me? Bye-bye. Alan. Very dangerous. This is the ending that we don't know. Only Allah knows best. But we always pray for the best. And try to secure our deed by do not commit any kind of shirk. Bin niyat. Allah end one ayah in Surah Ra'dun, if I'm not wrong. Allah said, to the Prophet, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahun wahid." O Muhammad, tell the people you are human, so that people don't worship you and think that you are immortal. You are human like them. You eat, you drink, you dress, you live, you die. But the difference between you and them, you receive revelation. Wahyu. We don't receive, he receives. Qul innama ilahukum ilahun wahid. Always remind the people that the true God is only one. فَمَنْ قَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whoever intend to meet Allah, where Allah is pleased with him, يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Make sure you engage yourself in righteous deeds, guided by the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِإِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدَ. Allah, this ayah so powerful. While you're worshipping, you do sadaqah, you do all the good things, make sure that you do not commit shirk with Allah. Shirk with Allah is not just worshipping idols. No, while you are worshipping Allah, when you are doing sadaqah, when you are fasting, when you are making hajj or umrah, don't commit shirk with Allah. How can you worship Allah and in the same time you shirk him? You say Allahu Akbar facing Qibla, and Allah said, don't commit shirk with me. Shirk in what? Shirk in your intention. You may worship me facing Qibla, yes. But what is your intention? To show people? That means you are not doing for my sake, to show the people. So the intention is very important. This is called shirk bin niyat. May Allah protect us from further misunderstanding and shirk. So inshallah, don't forget to pray for us, our journey. We will always remember our jama'ah, inshallah. We'll see you back inshallah on Wednesday. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqri da'wana walhamdulillah bil alamin. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.